Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The final edition.
Green is Halloween. It's time for scares. It's time for screams. It's Halloween.
As you can tell from the Shags singing behind me right now, it's Halloween. Why, even Dracula will be there.
Why, even Dracula will be there.
We've got a collection of sketches about vampires and zombies and weirdos, although I guess technically all of our shows are about weirdos, plus episode 5 of the Obscure County Election that changed nothing, which is not really about Halloween, but what do you care? This is the final edition Radio Hour.
Street.
Halloween is coming up. The final edition asks the man on the street, what are some tips to help you prepare for trick-or-treat?
I like to guess what the kids are, and when I'm wrong, they make fun of me, and then I say, I'm blind.
I take my first shower of the year.
I put nipple butter on my dog's teats.
When the kids ask trick-or-treat instead of candy, I do close-up magic. Yes, I have been punched by a 10-year-old.
I just give out guns, but never bullets. I'm a responsible adult.
I live next door to that guy. I give out bullets.
But give every woman a tracksuit. Put your fucking ass cheeks and your titties away.
I give every kid a cigarette.
I only serve meat candy with 2 pieces of bread. I think I just give everybody a sandwich.
I'm not a thief or a rapist, I swear.
So why are you creeping to my bedside, stranger?
Look in the mirror.
No reflection. Oh my god! Are you a vampire?
In the undead flesh.
This is so hot. How did you find me? Okay, have you been stalking me for the past few nights? Tracking my movements? Learning my patterns?
There's no need. You put it all on Instagram. Plus, I saw your bedroom walls are covered with posters from Twilight and The Lost Boys. You're over 18, right?
Yes, I'm 26.
Really? Wow. Anyway, my research shows you're the right person to approach as a possible blood donor.
So, will I be under your power? A slave to your whims? Will you hypnotize me and summon me to service you?
No, nothing like that. We'd write up a 6-month contract, and every 8 weeks I'd come back to feed. And if at the end you're pleased with the arrangement, we can do an extension. Now close your eyes.
That's really not necessary. I don't faint at the sight of blood.
Yes, but I do, and I don't want you peeking when I've got my eyes closed. So if you don't mind.
Okay. Are you swabbing my arm with alcohol?
Yeah, you've got to follow procedure. Also, this first time, I'm going to take your blood back to the lab to get a complete blood count. Red blood cells, white blood cells. By the way, could you fill out this form about how your parents died and your previous sexual history?
Listen. what's your name, anyway?
Jerry.
Jerry the vampire?
There are not many of us in Transylvania.
Listen, Jerry, I was hoping for something more sexy. You'd bite my neck and make me immortal, and we'd go torment those bitches at my day job, and—
Oh, I can't make you immortal.
Why the hell not?
First, there's a lot of paperwork, a psyche vow, at least 5 years of counseling, connecting you with a sponsor, financial planning—
Get out!
Can I leave you my card?
No! You don't care about me, you just want my blood! You're worse than the Red Cross!
This Halloween, don't settle for some second-rate vampire. Find someone really scary.
Hello? Alan? Are you still doing heroin?
Your dysfunctional ex-boyfriend.
Tonight on the final edition, an historical event.
In the studio are the last two Highlanders, an ancient race of immortal warriors who have fought an ages-old battle. On my left is Faisal McGregor, who was born in 15th century Scotland.
Hey.
And on my right, Terry MacDougall Ramirez, an Egyptian immortal from the time of Ramses III.
How you doing?
I know that this is a deep and sacred moment, so I will get out of your way and allow the two of you to fight until one of you cuts off the other's head.
Why would we do that?
Well, that's what they say about Highlanders. There can only be one.
Well, apparently not. There are two of us here right now, so there can be at least two.
But you fought for centuries. Millennia.
Yeah, and we were actually trying to arrange for a final battle.
Yeah, we had texts going back and forth.
Because I've got my own auto detailing business, and it's hard for me to find time to get across town.
And I've already run through all my personal days at CVS.
And then we got to wondering, why are we doing this again?
We had to look it up on Wikipedia.
We honestly couldn't remember anymore.
Well, you get the prize. You get vast knowledge and the ability to enslave the entire human race.
Yeah, exactly. Enslave you to do what?
Well, you're whatever you want.
Right. And what do I want, really? I want somebody to do my laundry for me. That's about $20. I can cover that. I want a decent Italian dinner now and then, again, not beyond my means. I mean, if I were all powerful, I could make women do my will, but what's the difference between that and prostitution, which, again, I can cover?
But you could rule the world.
Ugh, why? Seriously, would you actually want to be responsible for everything that happens to everyone, good or bad?
I actually tried public administration a few years back. I figured, you know, I was alive during the reign of Augustus. I've been around the block a few times. So I served one term as county selectman in Southern Connecticut. And after a week, I wanted to cut my own head off. Sitting in public meetings till 1 o'clock in the morning, listening to old people complain about street racing.
Oh, and I read the synopsis of the movie, The Highlander. You know how it ends? The hero of the movie, his name is Connor. In the end, he's able to have kids. Kids! At our age.
I mean, I could see having kids in my 20s or even my 40s, but I'm more than 3,000 years old. I'm thinking of retiring.
Oh, and in the movie, the last Highlander can also read people's thoughts. All the time. All over the world.
Can you imagine hearing that crap all the time?
Do I have my keys? I want a sandwich. What's the name of that guy on Hollywood Squares? No, not Paul Lynn, the other one. Uh-oh, gotta pee.
That kind of shit. Even when you're trying to sleep.
What a nightmare.
Oh, and the other big reward when you're the last Highlander, you become mortal. Which means you can die. Which is like, hooray?
I mean, if you just want to die, you could... You know, just lose a fight to another Highlander. Why go through all this?
And hell, we've got it made right now.
Yeah.
Nothing kills us as long as we don't get our heads cut off. I can drink for days, years. Seriously, I've done it.
I can shoot up literally all the heroin.
Vaccinate, don't vaccinate, whatever.
Okay, well, so now that you've given up and you're just going to live forever... What's next?
Yeah, we were just brainstorming about that. We have a lot of ideas.
Erotic asphyxiation.
Binge eating.
Snake handling.
Unprotected sex.
Morbid obesity.
A lifetime of inactivity.
Living in East St. Louis.
Anything we want, really. Except standing up in a roller coaster.
Right.
Well, thank you for joining me here on the final edition. And for those of you listening at home, the other guy from Hollywood Squares was Charles Nelson Reilly.
The Obscure County Election That Changed Nothing, Episode 5. The Ledger's Most Passionate Reader Drops By.
WBDS Radio.
Hey, you notice I'm not denying I'm stupid today.
Can we drop this?
You know what it is? I figured it out. Stupidity makes me immune to lawsuits.
Really? Because you definitely needed something to do that.
You can't be sued for negligence if you can't reasonably be expected to foresee certain mistakes.
Which you can't, because you're an idiot.
Correct.
And that's why you're a DJ.
Unqualified for anything else.
That's actually brilliant, which sort of defeats the purpose. Hey, if you're listening, come on down to the Keene County Fairground Thursday night, where we're going to break the world's record for making the world's biggest chicken parmesan sandwich.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
The event is co-sponsored by WDDS and Talladeck Industries, the county's biggest employer and maker of the nation's most effective artificial flavoring.
Well, sir, we checked if our fecanol citrate coffee flavoring caused pleurisy, which it didn't. Then you said one of the board members saw a movie where a character turned into a blueberry, so we checked, and we're safe on that. That's as far as your funding went.
Great. That's everything. No one could possibly think of more than $50,000 worth of research questions.
Yes, sir. We believe $50,000 marks the limits of human understanding.
To look up all the artificial flavor companies. And please, just turn in one county election story or Ted fires us both so he can get home early for heroin.
But this started as an election
story.
Scott,
where have you been?
Hey, Ted.
We have a visitor.
Kevin Stonewell?
Well, this place is pretty much how I imagined it.
What the hell? We tried calling you 6 times for the healthcare story. We get nothing. Now what do you want?
Why did you fire Jesse Markham?
Where did $30 million go from the county healthcare system?
There's no story there.
We did a story.
Then it's old news. Why did you fire Jesse Markham?
You don't fire a computer-generated reporter. We just stopped using him.
He was the only one at this paper who has any real connection to the region.
He's a software program.
And he booted up in our county, so he was born here. You're from Minnesota, for God's sakes. Your editorial page editor is from Illinois, which is all he writes about. Your publisher here worked for papers in Ohio, California, Maine, Montana, Kansas. Why do they keep hiring you, Ted?
I guess I just love the news.
And Carlos, right? Where were you born?
Michoacan. It's a state in southern Mexico.
I know where it is. None of you has any real bond to my county. You don't even like it. Eventually, you'll go back where you came from or move to some other paper in upstate New York or western Pennsylvania and pretend to care about it there, too. But I'll still be here, and so will Jesse.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about testing artificial flavors on shelter dogs so their crap smells like coffee.
I'm done here.
Well, we're getting more and more calls from around the county about people saying they keep repeating themselves without knowing why. And people are sick of listening to themselves.
I'd like a bag of heroin, please.
It costs 20.
I'd like a bag of heroin, please.
It costs 20.
I'd like a bag of heroin, please.
It costs 20.
I'd like a bag of heroin, please.
Boiled rutabaga. Man, I hate repeating myself like that.
Not me. I'd like a bag of heroin, please.
I'll tell you how to break out of one of those loops once you get in it. Do something random. You've got to derail yourself.
But why do you want to take home medical waste?
It'd look good in my den.
But why do you want to take home medical waste?
It'd look good in my den.
But why do you want to take home medical waste?
It'd look good in my den.
But why do you want to take home medical waste?
Jeez, Larry. I don't know why I did that. Larry?
I think when we don't get new information, our brains just go around and around.
And people don't want to learn anything new.
So the only way out is to be completely irrational.
But why did you talk about dog poo?
Stonewell controls everything.
But why did you talk about dog poo?
Stonewell controls everything.
But why did you talk about dog poo?
Stonewell controls everything. This is a bad idea.
Scott, when is sex ever really a good idea?
Funny thing is, you know, computers are supposed to repeat themselves, and they seem to be doing just fine. Or at least they're supposed to repeat what you tell them.
Welcome to Jesse's Blog, the 24-hour news service for Keene County. Today, members of County Animal Control compete to see who can buy an inexpensive boat or watercraft for only $100 and make it look like a new yacht. Our public servants get amazing results.
This has been episode 5 of the obscure county election that changed nothing. Come back next time when Eileen at least learns something new and incredible.
You're an asshole.
We're taking a break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're back from break.
at the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee, shortly after the zombie apocalypse.
Okay, so is everybody in? It looks like we're the last survivors. We're all gonna have to work together if we're gonna defeat the zombie apocalypse.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Okay, great. First thing, we need guns. Yes, Carol?
Guns make me feel really unsafe. And this whole zombie thing has been really triggering anyway.
Okay, well, I would really like to validate your feelings, Carol, but I think guns are going to be very important to this scenario.
Well, I think if we start to discount people's feelings at this point, we're never going to make it as a new society.
Look, Carol, you're going to have to toughen up and deal with some guns. This is the zombie apocalypse.
Okay, wow. Toughen up? Because I'm a woman? Can you check your male privilege, please?
Carol, look, women can be tough. You know that if you're around more than just white feminists all the time.
Oh, okay, so my feelings aren't valid because of the color of my skin? That's really fair.
Shit, I think that was the fence.
I'm just feeling really attacked right now.
You're gonna be feeling really attacked by zombies in a minute, white bitch.
Okay, just wow.
Praise be Allah, please save us.
Oh no, you did not just bring that terrorist shit in here.
Terrorist? Muslims aren't terrorists, you ignorant person.
Ignorant? Why, because I'm black?
Hey, can everyone please just shut the fuck up and focus on the zombies that are coming to eat our brains?
Look, I want to defeat these zombies just as much as anyone, but if you think I'm going to let you tell me what to do, some white man...
Yeah, does the white man always get to be in charge, even in the zombie apocalypse?
I wasn't even trying to be in charge. You guys just won't get off your damn phones for more than a minute. What are you even looking at? Everyone on Facebook's dead.
Don't try and silence us, angry white male. That's it. I say we protest. Let's take to the street.
Yeah, I'm down.
We will be heard.
But what's your message even? Wait, no, no, don't open the door.
Meanwhile, at your local library.
Library science.
Pardon me, are you the librarian?
I am no mere librarian. I am Dr. Buchenstein, library scientist. How may I help you?
I was looking for Sibley's Guide to Birds, and I found it, but it's trapped in this jar of glowing blue fluid.
Aha! You found one of my early experiments in...
library science.
Beautiful, isn't it?
How is someone supposed to read it?
Read it and get their disgusting volatile oils all over the pages.
Master, I found this woman talking on a cell phone.
Igor, sew her lips shut.
With pleasure, Master.
Okay, I've seen enough. I'm an inspector of the American Library Association, and I'm here to shut you down.
Shut me down? This library is in perfect order.
Perfect order? It's a madhouse. There's a pile of books on the floor.
That is my greatest contribution to library science. A book that puts itself on the shelf.
A monster made out of books? You're insane, Dr. Buchenstein.
Insane? I'm the greatest library scientist since Bavarian librarian Martin Schrettinger coined the term in his 1808 work, Versuch eines vollständigen Lehrbuchs der Bibliothekwissenschaft oder Anleitung zur vollkommenen Geschäftsführung eines Bibliothekes in wissenschaftlicher Form abgefasst. Would an insane person build a giant monster out of books?
Yes, that's exactly what an insane person would do.
Why have I been cursed to have no library section? My hands are romance novels, and my legs are reference books!
Be calmed, my child, for you fit in every section of the library.
It must be destroyed.
No! My creation!
No! My creator! You shot Dr. Buchenstein!
Oh my God.
You say he was insane, but what is insane about books unsullied by hands? What is insane about wanting a quiet library and sewing the lips shut of anyone who talks on the cell phone? Answer me! Answer me!
Sorry, I reacted out of ignorance. As a library inspector, I shouldn't even have a gun. He truly was the greatest of all who study library science. Library science.
Library science!
Oh, it happens when we say library science.
Pretty cool, huh?
Carol, is my next patient finished with the paperwork yet? Fine. Let him come back in my office then. Thank you. Hello, Mrs.
Ms. Johnson.
Oh, sorry. Ms. Johnson, I'm Dr. Hoopley. Please, have a seat. So you're a new patient coming in for couples therapy, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
And will your partner be joining us today?
Well, it's a little difficult to say.
Are you feeling all right, Ms. Johnson? There's a bathroom right down the hall.
No, it's not me. I mean, I'm fine. It's my boyfriend, my...
Stop being in denial, you devil slut. I am your master.
Okay, he's my incubus. My incubus! I can't make him it leave, so I'm just trying to find some way to get along with him.
Okay, this is a new one on me. I'm not sure if I'm qualified for this.
Please, Dr. Hoopley, I don't know what else to do.
Well, you could start by being a little more giving and a lot less taking.
Oh, really? Okay, give me one good example, Matthias.
Well, like how you never let me watch Two Broke Girls when I want to.
Christ, Matthias! You can summon the wrath of hell, but you still can't figure out the DVR?
Hey, I'm not a tech guy, so shoot me. Oh, and how about when I helped you get that promotion at work, and you didn't even thank me?
You made everyone else up for the position have mysterious accidents. I was lucky I didn't get fired, and I never asked you to do it!
Well, you were hinting around.
He does sort of have a point there. Wait a minute, what am I...
Seriously? About? You're taking his side on this.
No, I mean, yes. I don't know. My advice is to refer you to a specialist, Ms. Johnson. Here's the information of a Dr. Flavinen over at Bellevue. I think he may be way better suited to help you and your, Matthias.
You think I'm crazy,
no.
Just like the rest of them.
No.
Well, I think you're unprofessional and unethical, and your office smells like cabbage, what? And there are too many plants. Mark my words, Dr. Hoopley. I will be writing a very scathing Yelp review about you.
I'm not on Yelp.
See, Doc? She's batshit crazy.
What?
It's her, not me, right? Now get on your knees, you succulent little bitch!
No. Oh, mittens! Here, kitty kitty, here, kitty kitty! Oh, darn!
Sick of wasting money on toys your cat couldn't care less about? Is Mittens tired of the same old feather on a string or fake mouse? Searching for something that can entertain your cat for hours and hours? Well, look no further. With Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, your cat will never be bored again.
Hi, I'm Ed, CEO of Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys. God, I don't even know where to begin with this one. Basically, it's just a human spine.
That's right. You and your cat will enjoy endless hours of action because Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys literally replicate the mesmerizing movement of hidden prey.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human Vertebrae
Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
But don't just take it from Ed, whose real name is Joe. Listen to what one of our customers has to say.
What I love about it is the convenience. Just take it straight out of the box, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, like I said, basically it's just a human spine. Guess there's something about the human spine that really gets cats going.
Assembled in the good old U.S. of A. with American parts... Only Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys are literally made from reclaimed medical school recyclables.
Yeah, so really, it's all legal.
Ever since Daddy died, Whittle Mittens hasn't played at all. But now, with the Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toy, it's almost like he's here again, with us.
Uh-huh.
Like he's playing with Mittens.
Look, that's not your dad, okay? You think I'd do something like that? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Pull it together. Pull it together. Calm the fuck down.
Ask for them by name. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys are made in a facility that processes nuts.
Take it from me. The world is a sewer, and we're all just pieces of crap stuck in the hair trap of life.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
So that was all written by Joe Davis, Barry Lank, Ben Kirshner, Samantha Gerwitz, Jonathan Grant, Ebby Parker, and Jim Earle. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Jessica Park, Jeff Hendrick, Kate Signala, Mike Besaw, Keith Salterjanes, and Steve Rosenfield singing in the background on that last sketch. This week's segment of the Obscure County Election That Changed Nothing was written by Barry Lank and featured Liz Haig, Johnny Zach, Noel Dineen, Jared McGrail, Robert Kern, Sean Crespo, Dan Farrell, Roy Koshy, and Dave Jadico as the dead guy. Everything was engineered and produced by Barry Lank, for better or for worse. Lots of music, as always, by Kevin MacLeod. By the way, his last name is spelled MacLeod, if you ever want to look him up. Good night.
Oh, let us be married. Too long we have tarried. But what shall we do for a ring, for a ring? But what can we do for a ring? We sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bumblebee grows.